Now, a second whistleblower is sharing concerns about President Trump's interactions with Ukraine, according to a lawyer for the first whistleblower. Over the last few days, Republican senators have been responding to the ongoing story and to impeachment efforts in the House. Some, including Senators Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Ben Sasse, and Rob Portman, have shared at least some level of concern with the president's actions. Last week, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said a top U.S. diplomat told him military aid to Ukraine had been withheld by Trump in exchange for a promise to advance the investigations he was asking for. Johnson went on to say that the president denied this was the case when he spoke to him directly. The senator has continued to defend the president's actions last week and over the weekend. We have an invitation out to Senator Johnson to join us on the Ideas Network to talk about impeachment efforts. Now, Molly Beck is a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter covering state politics and government. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot of attention on Republican senators in general. Can you tell us what put Senator Johnson in the limelight over the last week or so?
So Senator Ron Johnson has been part of a caucus within the U.S. Senate that goes to Ukraine quite a bit and focuses on issues related to Ukraine. And so he has an interest in what's going on there. And he revealed to reporters last week that he was told about the allegation that everyone's heard now that President Trump had allegedly withheld U.S. aid until Ukrainian officials had investigated either 2016 meddling or his current political rival, Joe Biden. Senator Johnson said that he asked the president when he heard that allegation if he could tell Ukraine, don't worry, the aid's coming, and the president said no.
And Senator Johnson had heard this, he said, from Gordon Sondland, then U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, who he says shared this information with him. This was, and again, this is a few weeks before this, as you said, all came out to the public. This was kind of a big bombshell, right?
Right. And Senator Johnson saying that, you know, he heard this allegation before the public did, and he went straight to the president to see if it was true or not. And by revealing that to the public, he's kind of giving credence to some of what the House Democrats are looking at. They're saying that this is an allegation, this is true. The president's obviously saying he didn't do that. But the fact that, you know, Senator Johnson heard about it is what's interesting here.
And Senator Johnson has said different things about the concept of asking a foreign government, the president asking a foreign government to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden. Can you run through some of the other statements apart from the one that he shared with The Wall Street Journal?
Right. So Ron Johnson said that what he believes happened is that the president wants Ukrainian officials to look into whether the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign had any involvement with Ukraine trying to look into the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. So there's, you know, a lot of people believe that this call for an investigation is about Joe Biden, and Senator Johnson disputes that and says it's about 2016, which is a different thing altogether.
Now, Senator Johnson then was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd over the weekend. This has gotten a lot of play since then. Mm-hmm. Johnson was asked by Chuck Todd about why he winced, as Senator Johnson described it, when he heard this possible connection between military aid to Ukraine and this kind of investigation. That was the first question, and then Senator Johnson moved on into an explanation of why he thought the president's supporters were upset. Here's a little bit about the contentious back and forth.
Okay, this is not about the media. Senator Johnson, Senator Johnson, please, can we please answer the question that I asked you instead of trying to make Donald Trump feel better here that you're not criticizing him?
I'm just trying to ask you a simple question of what made you wince.
I'm asking a simple question about you. Clearly, were upset that somehow there was an implication that military aid was being frozen because the president wanted an investigation. Why did you wince?
Because I didn't want those connected, and I was supporting the aid, as is Senator Murphy, as is everybody that went to that initial inauguration.
So this is a heck of an interview for whoever had to transcribe it, Molly. What do you make of this contentious interview?
Yeah, if you talk to Democrats and critics of Senator Johnson, they would say that that interview was about Senator Johnson trying to show the president that he was still supportive of him, because last week his revealing of his discussion with the president about the aid and that he didn't want that aid tied to any kind of investigation into a political rival was seen by some as, you know, helping out the impeachment inquiry. But Senator Johnson obviously would say that he, you know, what's being reported is not characterized correctly by reporters or by Democrats. And he was, you know, pretty passionate about that, as you heard.
Talking to Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in the spotlight over issues related to impeachment. Molly, I saw Ron Johnson's office had released a brief statement saying, hey, here's the transcript. Chuck Todd kept talking over the senator. Here's what really happened. So Senator Johnson from day to day is working on advancing the narrative he wants to advance, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just saw that too. He issued he transcribed the whole thing just like we had to do. So it sounds like he's not, you know, trying to walk away from that.
Now, what are some of the next questions you're looking at in your reporting on Senator Johnson and his statements, his activities related to the impeachment?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously interested in his role or his place in this whole impeachment issue and inquiry, because he seems to have a unique connection or relationship with the president on these issues that they're talking about. And my questions I have are, you know, what did the senator do with this information when he heard it? Did he just go to the president, or did he talk to other people? What is the protocol for that, if there is any? You know, obviously this hasn't happened before and that I know of, so maybe there's not a protocol, but those are the kind of questions we're looking at.
And it's fairly rare, it seems like, that members of our Wisconsin congressional delegation end up kind of in the hot seat the way Senator Johnson has been over the last week. That's drawing attention of a lot of Wisconsin reporters like you and your colleagues there.
Right. Yeah, it's been fun to try to catch up with the national reporters, that's for sure.
We'll leave it there. Molly, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Molly Beck, state politics and government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked with her today about comments from Senator Ron Johnson about President Trump and his communication with Ukraine that's sparked a formal impeachment inquiry. We have invitations out to Senator Johnson and many other members of the Wisconsin congressional delegation to talk about issues related to impeachment, either here on the Central Time or on the morning show. Congressman Mark Pocan will join the morning show tomorrow morning, I believe at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Check me on that. I'll fill you in later.